Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, I'm telling you about the excitement I started yesterday, and I hope you're tuning in every night this week, because by the time you hear this, a lot of it'll be in place, but we'll still be in the battle, and there are those that have heard, but I wanted to let you know what's going on. We are concerned about helping Indians. The battle right now is focusing on Wolf Point, Montana, the old Fort Peck Reservation, about 1,200 miles from Portland, clear up in the northeast corner of Montana. And we were just up there, and we got to visit with them. I haven't been up there for several years. But I want to bring you up to date on the burden that's on us and what we're up to. Many years ago, when I started, I just prayed, Lord, where should I go? And I've been to a number of places, and it kept widening out, and I heard about the Fort Peck Reservation and the need over there. No one was giving them any help. I heard that from other people in denominations that were in Indian ministry. And, you know, neighbor, it is alarming how many churches have taken a stab at it, but they didn't stick by this stuff. It's discouraging, and I just got the notice in the mail earlier this week. Another denomination is closing its Indian missions. God help that denomination. It's near to me, and I've had a big hand in some of their doings. I've held a lot of meetings for them and camp meetings in Indian country along the line, and no charge to them, and helping all I could, and haul stuff, and it just grieves my heart. But this Indian field is a hard, hard field, and we've made it that way because of the way we've treated the Indians, and we have broken our word. We are covenant breakers. We're liars in their eyes. You can't trust a white man. They come in there and they tell us, we're going to do this for you and we're going to do that for you, and they do it a little bit and then they quit. Neighbor, I'm not the judge, but these are the facts of the case. And in all fairness to the Indian people, you've got to give them credibility and credit. There's many a good, honest Indian out there, and they're still trying to worship the Creator in the best way they know how, and there's still long houses and sweat lodges and all this and that and the other thing, and that's things of the past, but we're living in the dispensation of grace. We're living in the day of the Jesus Christ. We're living in the day of the Holy Spirit poured out on men. And it's what a joy it is to get there with the New Testament. Thank God for the Old Testament and the law, but the law killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And I'll tell you, we can't keep that old law, white, yellow, black, or white, or the red man. We can't please God in our own strength. And you and I, Christian, our righteousness is not of our works, but it's of our salvation by faith in Jesus Christ and his substitution on the cross of Calvary to die in our place. The penalty of sin was death, but he was not willing that any should perish, and he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should have eternal life. And so we're out there, and it's wonderful to be able to take that message. And it was exciting to get over on the old Wolf Point or Fort Peck Reservation with a pickup truck years ago, and I gave some food out, and there's about three little old mission stations, and I don't really remember too much of the names. It's been 35, 40 years ago, before I got into big trucks or really got into, is at the start of a pickup truck and a Bible under my arm. But I knew there was a great need. And then I went back a time or two, and it was so far up there, and finances were short, and the needs were so great. But I got up there a few times. But when we got into 18-wheelers, then I got into this thing with both feet and started hauling loads over there to the Indian people. And one of the outstanding places that I found was a bunch of Indians. They called themselves the Blue Sky Ministry. And I wondered at that Indian, of course. Then I found out who was at the head of it. His name was Kenny Azure, the word for blue. And I found out that when those Indians in that family went to the government boarding schools, they changed their Indian names, the Indian word that meant blue, and they gave him a white man name, Azure, for blue, and so they became the Azures. And then Kenny was born into that family, and they were just sinners. They weren't good people. Kenny tells a story, and look at the pit from whence he was digged. He was in jail, and he was a bootlegger, and he was mixed up breaking the laws. And some of the police over there passed the word along, and I heard it not directly from them, but the ones they told it to, they hated to go out and arrest the Azures, because Kenny, especially in his day, he was a fighter and always ended up in a brawl. But he was in jail for bootlegging. In some way, he found Jesus. And I'm going to be able to give you more of the story, because down the road, neighbor, old Kenny's on his way out to see me. He'll get in, the Lord willing, tonight. And tomorrow, which will be a Wednesday, we're going to look at a house. We're going to help them over there. But you stay and you listen and you'll hear. We started hauling food over to Blue Sky Ministries, and we found out that little band of Indians had gotten together when a boy by the name of Kenny Azure got out of jail and came home a Christian, and they laughed, but he'd quit smoking, and he'd quit drinking, and he quit cussing, and he was different. And they watched him, and they said, "Well, what happened to him?" And he said, "I got saved." And he tried to explain it, and they said, "Well, how do we get this?" And he said, "Let's go to church, they'll tell us." And they told me, now this came straight from Kenny, they went to every church on the reservation, and nobody gave an altar call or said, come forward and bow or kneel and get right. They didn't point him. So Kenny, in desperation, got them together at his house, and he tried to explain, and Kenny started watching preachers on TV, and he picked up some of the knowledge he got right off of the TV. Some people have, TV is sure an evil thing when it's evil, but it can be for good. And God used it, and part of the family got saved, and then some of the neighbors, and they said, "Let's just start our own church." And they formed Blue Sky Ministries, and they met at Kenny's house, and then 30 miles out and about 20 or 30 miles out on the reservation, an old Mennonite church that had been closed for years, an Indian mission. The tribe said, "You can have that." And that Kenny, he's a go-getter. He got the guys together, and don't have time to tell you there's a story, to drag that thing and move it 30 miles into town and set it up and start a church. And then they outgrew it, and they outgrew it, and they outgrew it. And you'll have to tune in to get the rest of the story later, because I'm going to continue with this. They've got the biggest church on the reservation. I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about the people. I slipped in on them. I thought, well, they knew I was coming. They come. Well, that was just a white man egotism, I guess. God help me. They didn't come to hear me. I slipped in on them a time or two when they didn't know I was coming, and they had just as many when I wasn't there, and they had wonderful service, I just slipped in, sat in the back. And Kenny can preach. Never been to, well, he didn't have the privilege of public education, but he's picked up. He can read and write. He's no dummy, and he reads and he studies. And you know what the main thing is? He prays, and he minds God. And he built that church, and it outgrew that, and he needed help. And that's where we got in on the action, and we got in on the blessing. And some of you helped. We'll be talking about it the rest of this week. And then we'll tell you where we're going from here, because we don't have to be the one that preaches the sermon. We don't have to be the one that gives the altar call. We don't have to be the one that kneels with them and helps them find Jesus Christ. We can do more by helping those that know him and spreading out instead of trying to do it all ourselves by helping everyone that is telling the old, old story. And what better missionary to the Indian reservations than the Indians that Jesus has saved?
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. The ministry also has another need, help with our operating expenses, including radio airtime. Radio has proven to be an excellent way to share our message, and yet there is a cost involved, and it can add up rather quickly. And that's why we ask you, our committed listener, to help us with our radio expenses. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077. 503-477-6077. 6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.